Hello?
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm conducting a small brief survey about issues facing your community. May I please have 4 minutes of your time to participate?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, we're conducting a metro research survey. This is regarding schools in your area. Would you please help us out with the survey? It's regarding kids in schools. Do you have any kids in the house that are attending kindergarten to 12th grade?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Just a moment. And how many kids are in your household?
Two.
Two? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are their grades?
13 and 7.
7? Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
50.
Thank you. Did you say 50?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, okay. So now, how do you describe, how would you describe, your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander? Or Native American or Alaska Native? Or something else?
I'm Haitian.
Okay, thank you. Now, you said 7th, okay. Just a moment. Okay, which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling, or another format?
Public schools.
The run by the district or charter school?
Run by the district.
Thank you. Now, to best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade or an occupation. No? Okay.
No.
Thank you. Now, you mentioned you have a child in the 7th grade, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, first, which of the following best describes the school where your 7th grade child is enrolled this year? This is also a public school district, correct?
It is.
Thank you. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 7th grade child's school was graded in the same way, considering all parts of the school experience, such as communication, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. How would you grade your 7th grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
It is too early right now.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when thinking about the grade of your child's school, what factors will be most important to you?
So,
when thinking about the grade that your child's going to attend, 7th mm-hmm. grade, what factors will be most important to you? Like any concerns regarding school, 7th grade? Maybe, I don't know, anything?
I don't know.
No, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll continue. Go to the next one. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your 7th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Thank you. And how about in terms of math, is your 7th grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math?
I would say, yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And does your 7th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
Yes.
Thank you. Does your 7th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
I'll say this year, no.
No, okay. And thinking about your 7th grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. And how much have you discussed to your 7th grade child hopes, and plans for after high school with them? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
It's a great deal.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following do you think your seventh grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? To begin an associate's degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, enter the workforce, or something else?
To continue their education.
Right, but which one do you think that your seventh grade child more likely be interested in doing after high school? To begin an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, enter the workforce, or?
To begin an associate's degree.
Okay, thank you. And how well is your seventh grade child's school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, in your words, because I'm going to be writing this in a little box, what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
Repeat that again, I'm sorry.
Sure. What would you say that are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
Just to continue their education, because sometimes when they finish high school, they want to do something else, but, you know.
Okay, I'm writing this down. Thank you. Thank you very much for those answers. Okay, we are at 50, almost 50%, so thank you. Now, you said your seventh grade child would most like to begin an associate's degree after high school. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Very confident.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about the possibility of your seventh grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? You can either answer with major concern, minor concern, or not a concern. The first one is the cost of room and a board. Is that a major concern?
Definitely the cost. That's the first concern.
No, but do you think that the cost of room and board is a major concern after high school, or a minor concern, or not a concern? That's to be attending high school, college.
It is a concern.
Major concern?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the total tuition cost? Also a major concern?
Yes.
And the cost of books, would that be a major concern?
Definitely, because the books are very expensive right now.
Gotcha. And the last one is the cost of applying to college. Would that be a major concern?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you believe that potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
Some people.
Thank you. And as you may know, vocational, technical, or VOTech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your seventh grade child's school offer vocational training?
You haven't talked to me about that for now.
No, okay, thank you. Okay, but to your knowledge, they don't right now,
no.
Right? Okay, thank you. Now, do you think that vocational technical programs in your seventh grade child's school would benefit your child's future career opportunities or not?
Definitely.
Yes, okay, thank you. So would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your seventh grade child after they finish high school? Would you consider it?
Yes.
Okay. And in your own words, because I'm going to type this in a little box, what would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your seventh grade child? Any hesitations?
No.
Okay, just a moment. Alrighty. Now, when thinking about post-high school plans, for your seventh grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? You can either answer with very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all. The first one is guidance counselors. Are they very important?
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Thank you. What about friends and peer friends?
Some.
Somewhat important?
Yeah.
Thank you. What about college prep programs?
Very important.
Thank you. Your influence as a parent?
It's very important to me.
Thank you. And the rest of the family members?
Friends.
And the last one's teachers. Very important as well?
Very important as well.
Thank you very much. Now, to the best of your knowledge, does your seventh grade child identify as an LGBTQIA plus or not?
No.
Thank you. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home? English?
English and Creole. Asian Creole.
Oh, Asian too? Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. Where is it?
Yeah.
All right. Asian. There we go. Now, what is the last grade, what is the last schooling grade that you have completed?
Yourself. College.
So I'm working
on my master's right now.
Oh, beautiful. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, the last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me whenever I get to the right amount. Below 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 150,000, or more than 150,000?
52.
75?
No, 50.
Right, 50. So the category between 50 and 75 then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the last, your zip code is 02339?
No.
No? What is your zip code?
02116.
Thank you. Now, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
No.
Thank you. And would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
Sure.
Yes?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. And first name I have is Rosine Green?
That's the wrong name.
Okay, so may I please have your first name?
Mary? Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sorry, I can barely hear you. And your last name, Mary?
Augustine.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Augustine.
Thank you. And what is the best phone number to reach you? Is it 617-763-8236?
All right.
Thank you. Do you have an email address?
Augustine Nadine at Yahoo.com.
Your first name and your last name, Augustine, and what else?
Nadine.
1,000?
Mad dog.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding. Which is it okay if you prefer to be contacted by text message?
That's fine.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Alrighty, thank you so very much for your participation. This concludes our survey. You have a wonderful rest of this night. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.